USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Next Friday will be Alex Acosta's last day as Labor Secretary. This as reporters started digging into the cushy plea deal that was given to accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein over a decade ago. Standing with the president outside the White House, Acosta says he doesn't want to be a distraction.
I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus rather than the incredible economy that we have today.
ICE officers will begin deportation raids this weekend on about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders. Chris Wilson worked for Senator Ted Cruz and now is a Republican pollster. He reminds us,
there will be far fewer than the Obama administration deported. Now, that's not me being critical of anyone in that situation, the Obama administration or the Trump administration.
Those deportation sweeps are set to begin on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Southern California is waking up to another earthquake. A magnitude 4.9 shake rattled the Ridgecrest area just before 6:30 a.m. local time. The shaker is the latest in a string of aftershocks since two major quakes hit the area last week. Seattle residents are also dealing with the 4.6 earthquake that happened there at 2:51 a.m. local time. With an update on Tropical Storm Barry, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Barry taking aim at Louisiana, especially New Orleans. Currently a tropical storm, but expected to be a rain-making hurricane when it comes ashore tomorrow. Here's hurricane specialist Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center.
But we're expecting to move very slowly. And that's why we're so concerned about the heavy rain risk. The rain should really begin in earnest overnight Friday into Saturday for southeast Louisiana, and then spread northward into Mississippi.
Some parts of Louisiana could see up to 25 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump lashing out at one of his former allies, calling House Speaker Paul Ryan a baby.
Paul Ryan was a lame duck for a long time as Speaker. He was unable to raise money. He lost control of the House. The only success Paul Ryan had was the time that he was with me, because we got taxes cut. I got regulation cuts. I did that mostly without him. Paul Ryan was a terrible Speaker. Frankly, he was a baby. He didn't know what the hell he was doing.
President Trump talking to reporters outside the White House on Friday. Trump and Ryan did work closely together during the first couple years of the administration, but they've been taking shots at each other as of late. Reaction coming in as the Trump administration has announced it will be ending their effort to try to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Republican Congressman from California Tom McClintock says there's a precedent for adding the question.
We have asked that question on every census between 1820 and 1950. It is still on the census long form.
McClintock, speaking there on Fox News, also says we need to know how many people are here illegally.
A central question to immigration reform is how many non-citizens are currently in the United States, and what is their concentration? And that's critical, because our entire country is built upon legal immigration, which requires a process of assimilation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.